Proclamation number 6878 of 25th of July, 1957. Judgment means to judge anew, to classify. Judged beings are all of you, i.e., bound according to your spiritual state. And therefore, when a near judgment is announced to you, which is connected with the end of this earth, it means that all spiritual beings will be judged again according to their state of maturity, thus they will have to take on the form which corresponds to this state. That order will therefore be restored, which is law from eternity. You are all still in judgment as long as you are not yet allowed to enliven the spiritual kingdom as free spiritual beings, as long as you still walk the path across the earth, consciously or unconsciously as being bound in the works of creation. You are in a state of judgment as long as you are not yet free. But judgment is not to be understood as a state of punishment. It is certainly an act of God's justice which, however, is always also founded in His love and wisdom, but must never be regarded as a punitive act on His part, for God only wants to save but never to condemn. However, salvation is only possible within the order of eternity, and if this order is overturned, which is certainly possible through human free will, it must therefore always be restored. That which has stepped out of order must be straightened. And such an act of rearrangement is imminent for you humans and also for the spiritual bound on this earth. For at the end of an earth period there is complete chaos spiritually and earthly. Through the activity of God's adversary everything has become disordered and spiritual ascent development has therefore become impossible. The fact that people have to answer to their God and Creator in the end is therefore to be understood in such a way that the spiritual state of each individual cannot be kept hidden from God, that everything is obvious to him and he therefore also knows about its fate, about the sphere in which the soul now takes abode, or about the forms which a redissolved soul has to take in its individual particles. For everything is revealed to him, and his office of judgment consists in the reclassification of everything spiritual, which is thus equal to the concepts of bliss and damnation. His justice and his love are decisive, for even the state of banishment is only a means to help the fallen spirits to ascend again, but it cannot be ignored because justice could not permit such. And therefore the judgment must also be feared by people who have stepped out of divine order, for nothing else can earn them a new banishment in the creations, which is why it cannot be mentioned strongly enough, because the short time until the end is still sufficient for a change of nature if the human being seriously strives for it. For God's love and mercy still seeks to save everything from the end which is not entirely contrary to him. He also helps the greatest sinner, but he cannot eliminate his justice and make happy the one who does not deserve it. Amen.